You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There was one scene that we got a longer version of, a more complete, coherent vision of this scene that you guys did not see online. And it's the only thing they gave us in the panel that was not released online. We got to see. What is up? Long time no see. Welcome back to Bleach Boys Anime Welcome Expo back. Special.
Let's
Bleach fans
go.
Are eating a 3-course Michelin star meal this weekend. And we were there. We were present for it. At least, you know, I was present for all of it. Jose was present for the Bleach panel. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time. We had a 10 out of 10 time.
I was half there.
The only thing that you weren't there for was the Bandai Namco panel.
Yeah.
Which I did not know. Nobody knew there was going to be Bleach news at the Bandai Namco panel until the day of the panel. And somebody messaged me on Twitter. And they were like, hey, like, look. And Kubo's official account tweeted out like, hey, Bleach will be at the Bandai Namco panel.
That's badass.
And then I was like, well, fuck. And we had already gone there. We'd been there at 5 a.m. that day. And we were already planning to go home. Like, you know, the usual. Like, mm-hmm. Well, we dip at like fucking 2 o'clock. And I was like, well, guess I'm there till 5:30 for this panel to go now. Like 5 to 5.
Was
Here
it
we
in
go.
The main hall?
No, it was in the... It's called like the Petrie Hall.
Oh, the one all the way in the other side.
It's the second biggest room. So last year, that's where the Bleach Thousand Year Blower panel was. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't in the main events last year. That was in the Petrie Hall. But now this year, it was in the main events. As always, you know, we have our boy Jose here, but we also have Pythes. Pythes, how are you?
I'm back.
The lore master himself back in action. The trio, good
We're
to go.
We're back, baby.
I know you want to do some catching up first, Pythes, but we do have a great story of some fans that recognized Jose, and they had a number one question they wanted to ask Jose. So I thought I would let Jose go.
I know exactly where this is gonna go.
Okay, so this was Saturday. This is the day of the Bleach panel. I'm just setting the scene, right?
Yeah, do it.
So Sam says get here by 7 a.m. and I was like, all right, cool, I can make that. So I leave my house. I do my usual thing, right? Turns out I parked on the opposite side of where we normally go in.
Yep.
So normally there's this thing called LA Live, and then they have their parking
Jose
structure.
Reverted to like 2010 parking. We've been parking in the same parking structure for Anime Expo for the past like 4 years, the same exact one.
Yeah.
Jose went back to when we very first went to Anime Expo, and he parked in that lot. Like, I don't know what happened.
So I went and I got off. I forget the name of the street, the one that leads us straight to the LA Live area. And it said closed. So I was like, interesting, weird. So I just kept driving, and I just completely did not go into the underground one in LA Live.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, I only know one other structure. Let's go all the way around. And I went to the far fucking side of the fucking structure.
Yep.
Parked, and I was like, $30? That's a steal. $30 for parking? That's a steal. I paid $60 the other day. So I get off, and I'm like, yo, Sam, I'm here. Where you at? He's like, dog, I'm where we usually go in. And I'm like, son of a bitch. I went to the opposite side.
Well, Jose, to be fair, As soon as you get married, you lose all sense of direction.
Yeah, that's one of the trade-offs. That's
damn it, I'm turned into Zorro. So the funny thing is I'm only on the second level because there wasn't that many cars yet. So I go downstairs and I see the line to get into the place, and I'm just like, oh, maybe I'll pop in here or something. I'm like, no, I need to be close to the panel. So I start walking and I run into these two guys and I'm like, hey, do you guys know a quick route? And the guy just kind of like, he just kind of stares at me for a bit and he goes, I think I know you. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. My brain wasn't registering, but he was so sweet. And he goes like, why is it that when you guys are filming, your mouth stops moving, but the audio is still going?
Yeah, the number one question we get, by far the number one question, is why in the clips for the podcast does Jose's mouth not move, but he's talking?
It was fucking hilarious, though, because I just did not have a straight answer to give him right away. I was just like, huh? I never thought anyone would actually ever ask me this. So I explained to him, I'm like, oh, well, Pythes is actually like not in California, so we don't actually get together. He joins through Discord, and he's just like, so why don't you guys just cut to something else? And then I'm just like,
like what? Like what? Like what? What do we have to cut to?
Well, he just thought it was funny that it's just like, I'm doing this, and Pythes' voice is just coming through it.
Yeah.
So he thought it was a gag.
I've told Sam to just put a little avatar of something representing me to cut to.
It's not as good. Pythes has been like, just put a picture of I don't know, Isane. And I'm like, what am I going to do with that?
It's just, it was hilarious. It was my first real time having an interaction with someone who's like acknowledged me outside of like work that or anything like that. So it was really hilarious. And then we walked all the way down to where I cut the line last time.
Yep.
And they were very nice, and so I handed them some stickers that I had on me.
Exclusive. You can't even buy those stickers.
That's true. That
somebody out there has exclusive Weebs Guild stickers. Exclusive.
Yeah, he did ask who the third guy was.
That's our fallen compatriot, you know. Don't worry about that. That's Pythes.
I told him like he's in love, so he, you know, he's only represented like this.
Oh man, yeah, but incredible. I feel like, Jose, you've been recognized twice now. I feel like you were recognized once before.
I was recognized somewhere else. I just don't remember what it was.
So Jose has been recognized twice.
It's the glasses.
Zero times for me. No fault.
What about the Pollo Loco accident?
No, that was not recognizing me. She thought I was like a fucking Minecraft YouTuber. No, I can't take credit for that. So, but yeah, you know, incredible. I wanted to share that, Pythes. You were a topic of discussion instantly when somebody recognized Jose. So,
dude, I'm fucking crying over here. That's so good.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how hard it was for me to not comment on every Twitter post you made with pictures of Jose going, ew, gross, and you can see his eyes?
Yeah, yeah, that son of a bitch.
I was originally going to be like, I'm just going to have to permanently wear these things, mm-hmm. or we're going to have to go back in the archives and just put a black bar over my eyes.
Yeah, that'll be good. Actually, just like the Japanese porn, that'll be perfect. Just like black bars over your eyes.
No, fantastic. Just pixelate Jose's pixelate his eyes in every picture.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be hilarious. Or we just put googly eyes on them.
Yeah, fucking fantastic. And then Pythes, while we were at anime, so you were at a different anime convention?
About a month before, but I went to Animazement, which is my local convention.
Okay.
So I did some stuff that was really cool, and I fumbled a gift idea harder than I've ever fumbled anything in my life.
Now, a gift for who?
Both of you.
Okay. Oh. All right.
I'm ready.
As soon as I walked out of the convention center on the last day, I was like, fuck, this would have been a really good idea for like a Christmas gift. So I met one Keith Silverstein. This is the dub voice of Stark, one of our favorite characters.
Yep. Love Stark here.
Waited in line to get his autograph. Super cool dude.
Cool.
Like really nice. Shook my hand. He did the Stark voice for free.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
There was a sign that said, you know, you got to pay for him to do impressions, but he just did it. And I got my signed picture of Stark. And like the last day, I showed you guys a picture of that sick ass bleach art I bought.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, I should have had him sign some shit like Stark deserved to die.
You know, something like Shunsui was a cheater. like something along those lines.
He cheated. Yeah. Doesn't play fair.
Like, there's a picture of Grimjow, so I was going to get him to write Grimjow is mid and send that to Jose and be like, aha, Christmas gifts, but it's from Stark's voice actor.
I still would have framed it.
Yeah, I was like, they can't be mad. And I would have gotten him to sign it in gold pen. But I remembered after the con was over.
Yeah, maybe not. How much was one signature going?
I got mine for like 40.
Damn, that's kind of expensive. Huh?
Yeah, I was like, wow. But I have seen, I think Michelle Ruff charges like around 60 or so.
Well, they all had like the same price, which is if you just have the con book, they sign it for free.
Oh,
if
sick.
You get them to sign something regular, it's 40, and if you bring in like specific merch, it goes up. But I was happy with it. I was like, I'm not going to get this chance again. I've been a fan of him since Soul Calibur 3 because he's Zossalamel. For anybody that needs to know, I spent well over $1,000 on a fake Grand Order merch.
That's okay. Sam has spent how much?
Listen, this Anime Expo Jose did not spend that much money.
We were both really well restrained this time.
There was not. I feel like this Anime Expo, in terms of like stuff that I really wanted to buy, there was not a lot. There was not a lot, and I'm happy for that. We saved a lot of money. I spent a lot of money on parking this year.
Yeah, parking was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you spent enough in Japan.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You have everything you could want.
All right, now, before you start on Anime Expo, I got a question for you, Sam.
Okay, ready. Hit me.
So you sent a tweet that said, "Hey, man, I just got in line at 5 in the morning. I'm not even supposed to be here."
Oh, my God. This story. Okay. This fucking story.
Now, I was heavily debating. This ties into our Anime Expo experience for Bleach. I was heavily debating if I was going to tell this story because it's embarrassing. And it's not like I don't want to encourage people to do it because it did like I did come out on top in that situation. And it was, I was not deserving of it in any way. And I don't want to encourage people to do what I did. So with that being said, I will tell the story. So on day two, this is on Friday. Typically, here's my agenda. Day one, I was going to go there really early so I could be in the con as quick as possible. And then I can get all my exclusives and all the merch that I want day one. Day two, the only thing on my agenda was the first batch of tickets for the autographs for the Thousand Year Blood War signing came up. And that was for the English voice actor of Uryu, who's classic, been doing it forever. And then the English voice actor of Yugram, who is also Kilgay. And the English voice actor for Basby. Basby was Kilgay. And Yugram was just Yugram. So those three were doing an autograph signing. It was an official one done by Viz Media, and they give you a free poster for going to do it. From reference last year, when I tried to get the signature of Marita-san, who is the Japanese voice actor of Ichigo, who I want way more than any of those people, I showed up probably 5 a.m. also last year. This is going off of memory, might be wrong, and the line was crazy. People camped out overnight. It was wrapped all the way around. People were letting everybody cut in the front. It was insane. And it was a big, big point of drama. And last year, how it worked is it was in the park outside of the convention center where you had to line up. And that way, like, people who weren't even going to the convention, they were having their friends, like, sit there and hold their spot. So now they change it for this year. So now Anime Expo has taken over that park in front of the convention center. And that's where they put a bunch of food stalls. So there's, like, kind of like your night markets or something like that where you have, like, the steak on a stick or, like, you know, come get corn or, like, that kind of stuff. The agua frescas, all that stuff is out there in the park now and part of the official Anime Expo convention. So I knew that spot was going to be where the autographs were. I knew that from last year. I looked it up on the app. They said it was going to be the same exact spot. We always line up in the same line as well. There's the entertainment hall, and then there's the main exhibit hall. We always line up where the entertainment hall is on the side. It's a little bit of a shorter line, a little bit of a nicer wait, less people, and it's single file. So you're not being like squished into a sea of people.
Yep.
It's great. I rolled up at 5 a.m. on Friday. The line was really tiny, really fucking tiny for getting into the entertainment hall. I told my fiance, like, hey, go ahead and get out, wait in this line. Because I honestly didn't know if the line was going to be so fucked up for the autographs, and I was just going to walk away. Like, I was expecting to go there for the autographs, see everybody camped out, see it be such a shit show, and be like, I'm not going to – no biggie. I'm not going to be heartbroken if I don't get these autographs. I would really like them, but I'm not going to, like, cry myself to sleep at night if I don't get these autographs. So I had to get out into the regular line. I went and parked the car, and – I know how to get to where this park is. I've been there a million times. So I walked how I did last year. I walked through this parking structure. I walked out towards there's a street. I think it's called Pico Boulevard. There's a street that divides the convention center. It runs right underneath part of the convention center. And they also took over that part as part of the convention. So I was walking, and I always cut through this thing. And I was walking over there, and I saw some people walking, and this guy was opening the gates. And I was like, cool, this guy's opening the gate so people can get to the street and they can go to, get their autographs, walk right in. Go over to where the line is. I see the autograph station, the guest of honor autograph. There's fucking nobody here. there's nobody here and it's 5 a.m. Like, this is crazy. Like, I've never seen it like this before. This is insane. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like calling my fiance. I'm like, hey, like, I'm in line. There's fucking no one here. There is not a single person here. And it's 5 a.m., which is strange because, like, normally you'd be like, oh, 5 a.m. The autographs don't even start till 9, by the way. They don't even give the tickets till 9 o'clock. So you'd be like, oh, of course nobody's there. No, they would camp out overnight. They would be there. Like, yeah. Something's up here. So I'm standing there. I tell her, like, hey, still stay in your line because, like, I don't know. This is, like, it's weird. It's really weird. So I'm standing there. I wait for probably about 30 minutes. And then all of the security guards that were there for the convention, they all show up, like, 100 of them. Like, 100 security guards walk past me. And I'm like, all right. Well, let's see what they say. You know, I'm making eye contact with them. I'm nodding at them. I'm like, hey, like, how's it going? You know, I got my badge on. It clearly says 4-day pass. You know, like, I'm just like a regular person. None of them say anything to me. Not a single one. So I'm like, okay, walk right by. Cool. So I just sit there in line. I'm just waiting. I'm on my phone playing Bleach Brave Souls, of course. And finally, this old guy who works like for the event comes by. He's a very, very nice guy. He walks by me, turns around, looks at me, walks back. He's like, hey, how did you get in here? I'm like, oh, like, I just, you know, I tell him the same exact thing. I was like, I walked in the way I always go. I was like, I just came here for an autograph, and I knew, like, last year I walked that way. I just walked that way again. He's like, from where? I'm like, just from over there. Like, I walked in just around the corner. Like right over there. Just walked right through the gate. He's like, did you scan in? I'm like, no. He's like, okay, so you're not supposed to be here. I was like, okay, cool. Like, I told him, like, you want me to go back? Like, you know, walk, I'll trace my steps because I already have my fiance holding a spot. Like, if I get kicked out, I'm not going to go. Like, if there's another line that's supposed to be happening right now and I'm not in it, it's going to be fucked up. And he's like, no, that's fine. He's like, here, just come with me. I'll put you right in the front. I'm like, oh, okay. Damn. So I'm like, I told him, like, are you sure? Like, I don't want to, I don't want to start any fucking trouble, you know? And he's like, no, totally fine. He's like, if anybody gives you any shit, you tell me. And so I'm like, okay, so I follow this guy, and he walks me to the main gate, like right where all these people are waiting to get in for it. They're all waiting for autographs because they have some Guest of Honor autographs coming up. The Thousand Year Blood War people were just industry, which is two levels of autographs. There's Guest of Honor, which those are like the high-profile Japanese guests, where like those are impossible to get. They did online ticketing for a lot of those, but they had a small batch that they left for in-person ticketing. So a lot of people were waiting for those. The industry tickets were for the Thousand Year Blood War and a couple of other smaller people like English voice actors. A lot of them are industry. And that's what I was waiting for. So I had pretty good chance. And he walked me to the front. There's like thousands of people outside this thing, like waiting, like so many people. And they're not single file. Like everybody's just like it's just like bunched up. And he literally opens the gate. Here, get in. And so I have to walk in. I'm wearing a backpack also. I walk in my backpack and I'm like, just shimmy in there. And like, I just totally cut everybody, just everybody across the way. And I'm just like, I look at everyone like, hey, sorry. Like, sorry. And like, I'm standing there like calling my fiance. I'm like, hey, like, just here's what happened. Like, I'm fucking in the front now. And she's like, okay, I'll try and come to you. And so like, I'm like trying to look around. And I guess the whole time I'm like hitting people with my backpack. Cause eventually this one girl is like, hi, excuse me. I'm like, oh, hey, look, what's up? It's like, can you take off your backpack? I was like, oh,
you're
yeah.
just turning around.
Like, my back. Because I'm so tall. And like, some of them are so small. Like, I get it. You know, I was probably nailing them right in the fucking face. And I'm like, oh, sorry, my bad. So like, I fucking put it down. And then my fiance like walks all the way up and just cuts in line, gets all the way up the front. I'm like, dude, I don't feel good about it. You know, like, but it was an honest, guys, it was an honest mistake. But hey, I got front of the line. So,
that's true.
I mean, it was an honor. I just literally walked in. And the guy didn't want to know, like, hey, who let you in or anything. He was just like, I don't think you're supposed to be. Like, no, I'm not.
Just very nice.
And then it makes sense. Like, he was walking me out, and he walked me past all the security guys, like the main security. And he's like, look at this fucking guy I found back. I was like, sorry, guys. Sorry. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And like the main security guy was like, I'm watching you now. I'm watching you. I got eyes on you. I'm like, I'm sorry. I just walked in. And they were like, nah, you're good, man. You're good. Like, all of them were so nice. All the security were super nice. The main guy was super nice. Now, if you ask my fiance, she will tell you a different story.
Oh, my God, Kate.
She was beefing with the security guards all fucking the whole time.
She straight up goes, I think I'm going to get kicked out this year, guys.
Yeah, she beefed with them the whole time. But we ended up getting in, and we had to wait till, like, they let us in an hour early. So the exhibit hall opens at 9. They let us in at 8 o'clock. Then once you're in at 8 o'clock, you need to wait another hour before they start doing anything. And that's when they start doing the autograph tickets. And it was interesting the way they do the tickets. They like call you up to the booth and they don't tell you what tickets they have. Like, you have to know, which I guess is a good system because that way people aren't just like, let me browse what you have left and take whatever's left over. So like, I walk up like, what do you want? I'm like, I'll take the Bleach Thousand Year Blood War ones. Here you go. And then they're like, fuck off. Like, take them and go. So I got one. My fiance got one. So we had two autographs. It was a pretty simple system. I've never actually done the ticketing system before because I've never been successful. But you basically get your ticket. It tells you whether you're priority or you're standby. And so if you're priority, you're part of like the first 100. And they will sign your stuff no matter what. They will sign it. Some people will sign pops and figures or whatever art you bring. For the Viz Media 1000 Blubber one, they very specifically were only signing the posters. And a lot of people were very pissed off about that. Like, there were some kids that were in line behind me and they were like fucking whining that they're like, I bought this Uryu figure just for this. Now I can't. I'm like, I get both sides. Yeah. I get both sides. But like, it's a little bit better because last year, one of the problems that people were complaining about is that all of the Guest of Honor tickets were taken by Funko Pop resellers because they want to get their autographs on the Funko Pops.
Yeah.
So I can see how part of the battle against that would be to just not sign them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. They were very, very nice. So we met the English voice actor of Uryu. Super fucking nice. He wrote a quote on it. I actually have here.
Show.
So this is it. You can all see the if you want to see a better picture, check our Instagram and our Twitter. This is the poster, by the way, that they were giving out as freebies at Anime Expo. We have a bunch of these, so maybe we'll do a bunch of giveaways in the future. I have my personalized. Says to Sam. So the English voice actor of Uryu, his first name is Derek, I believe. He said,
Derek Steven Prince.
There you go. He said, by the power of the Quincy. I was telling my fiance, I was kind of fangirling a little bit because he talked. He's like, oh, hey, like, what's your name? And I hear his voice, like, oh my God, that's Uryu.
He does like, not cover up his
so similar
voice. Yeah, straight up, same dude.
Like, the other two are voice acting, mm-hmm. like 100%. Like, they are putting on a voice. Uryu is like, he talks, like, oh my God, it's Uryu.
It's Uryu.
That's Uryu. Like, that's like, that's his voice. And then the other two people were very, very nice. Just like, same thing, like, hey, like, what's your name? Like, how's the convention going for you? And like, we were probably the third person to get signed. So they were still very talkative.
Oh,
like,
very fresh.
Like, good to meet you. You know, like, how's it going? And so it's very nice. No, I do have beef. I have beef. The voice actor of Yugram, okay? The voice actor of Yugram was hitting on my woman. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I got my shit signed, and then she didn't want to get hers personalized just in case, you know, we want to use it for something else. So she just got hers. They just literally signed hers, which is very nice of them also. I'm surprised they did that. I thought they were going to ask for a name for it across the board. And she was stressing out that she was going to have to talk to them about Bleach because she's only seen the first arc. So she was like, fuck, what am I going to say? She was like really stressing. Like, I hope they don't ask me any questions about Bleach. But she was just like making like nice, like, oh, like I'm just having a good time. And then the English voice actor of Yugram, like, not Yugram, yeah, is like winking at her and shit. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? Like, hey, he didn't wink at me. Like,
I love how Katie told the story. She walks up, she's like, guess what? The voice actor for Yugram totally hit on me. It was stressing Sam out.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? And he's like, have a great rest of the con. I'm like, ooh. This guy, like, look at the ring, mister.
He turned the charm up. He's like,
yeah. Like, I'm sorry she didn't get invited to go backstage or something. Like, what the fuck?
How mad would you be if she got to go hang out?
Man. Like, hey, ring that up. Like, like keep it going. Like, I'm your gay best friend. Like, say nothing.
Yeah. So,
yep.
That'd be a very different podcast.
Yeah. But that was our second day. There wasn't really anything fun to report as on that second day. It was pretty much we spent the whole time waking up early to get the autographs, and then we got the autographs, and then we finished the rest of our walking around of like the exhibit hall and the entertainment hall, just kind of doing that. The first day we were there, my goal, as I said, if you watch the video about the exclusives for the convention, I wanted the Union Arena exclusives. That was my number one goal, was to get the Union Arena exclusive, because they have a card of Ichigo there that has the AX logo on it. So like, it's like exclusive to Anime Expo. And they have one that is Ichigo and one that is Jujutsu Kaisen, Yuji. And I really wanted the Ichigo one, of course. I wanted the trial deck. They were doing test plays. They would teach you how to play Union Arena. They give you a trial deck. And then they have a set that is a deck box and a mat. And it's one of each of the starter sets. So it could be either Hunter Hunter or it could be Jujutsu Kaisen. It could be Bleach. And then same thing with the trial decks. Those were your three. So we went there first. And they also have bags. I have the bag. This is the bag. It's a Bleach 20th anniversary bag. It's got the cards on the side as well. It's got Gintama on the back. I don't know why Gintama, but... it's cool, I suppose. So we walked there first, and now here's where a little bit of an issue came in, because it was really busy. I was surprised. I was like, nah, you know what? No one else is going to go for Union Arena. Like, there was like really exclusives that I could see being very expensive. One of them was a Gear 5 Luffy with a metallic paint job on it, which was exclusive only to Anime Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And they were only giving out like 25 a day or something like that. So I thought people were going to go ape shit over that stuff. There was some Hololive exclusive stuff. I knew that was going to be expensive.
Yeah.
They were doing early release of a Jotaro figure that was like had crystals on it.
Oh, yeah.
That I thought that was going to be another thing people were going to go crazy for. what I didn't know is they were selling One Piece TCG booster boxes at the Union Arena one as well. So there was a long line when we showed up. But it was luckily, nobody was buying the Union Arena shit. They were there for One Piece TCG. They were all there for One Piece TCG. So they were going crazy about that. So we got up. I have the set here. So we got Union Arena Playmat Half Storage Box Set. This is not an exclusive. It's just an early release. The actual set comes out in October. They did pre-orders for this. They did it in March. And you could pre-order it on Premium Bandai. And you could pick it up at the convention. So that way you could like pre-buy it and guarantee that you're going to get it. I tried to do that. And I've told this story like 3 times in different videos. I found out my account was banned. So color me fucking shocked when I was like, let me get this Bleach Thousand Year Blowboard exclusive. This is gonna be awesome. I shot an email to them too. I was like, it's so weird. Like, I can't log into my account and I can't order this thing. This is like so strange. The email back, yeah, you're banned. Like, your account, your account's banned, and like, we're not gonna unban you. And I was like, oh. So I searched back through my emails because I'm like, clearly there must have been something I did. Like, I don't fucking know. And here's the story. Back in the day, I bought like, I think it was like a Digimon. I think you know those Digimon watches they have that like they're like a little band and you can have the little
I remember exactly what
it
was now.
Pets in them, and yeah. Like, they had cards, like little SIM cards you can enter into, and you get new Digimon. I pre-ordered that.
I want one.
Yes, yeah, I pre-ordered that. I paid for it in advance, but then it got shipped to me, and they shipped it as requiring a signature, and I wasn't home at the time because I was working. So, and they tried to. They attempted to deliver it twice. Both times I wasn't there because it was like one of the times where it was just Josh and I living in that house and like nobody was home for it. And they sent it back to the sender. So they sent that back to them and they wanted $20 to send it back out. I was broke as fuck at the time, like super broke. And I'm like, I don't have the money. Like I literally physically did not have the money like to pay $20. Like I don't have it. So I'm like, hey, like just keep it. And like, hey, well, we can restock it for you. We'll take 15%, but we'll take 15%. We'll refund you and we're going to ban your account. And that's what happened. So, like, what the fuck? Isn't that harsh? Isn't that so harsh? Like, that's crazy.
Just straight up like, yep, nope.
Yeah, it's like they lost no money on it. Like, they took 15%. Like, that's crazy to me. Anyways, they banned my account. So, fuck them. I went and I bought it in person. So,
Sam, is this before or after you could get God Slayer to give you $20 to do, like, a backflip?
This was before, obviously. Before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on. If that was the case, we would have had no problem. So this is the mat that came with it, which is very nice. It's not big enough to be like a mouse pad, but it's the Byakuya, Ichigo, and Hitsugaya on here, which I would assume that means this is like the most popular characters, because at least for the boys, which is cool. It's nice quality. The deck box is just cardboard. Like, I literally, it came in here folded up, and I had to fold it. It's just got Ichigo on the front. It says Union Arena. I mean, it's all right. Here's the trial deck.
Is the game fun?
So, okay. I'm happy you asked, Pythes. I'm fucking happy you asked, actually, because I got another story to tell you. I'm kind of beefing with Union Arena right now. So
before you say shit, everything that you have described so far is the most Sam shit I've ever heard.
Right? Just wait till you get the punchline.
Like, I can't describe how much Sam walking into a place he's not supposed to be, then being escorted to the front of the line to be the third guy to get an autograph, is that can only happen to you.
Yeah. So wait till this one. This is going to be a good one too. So
this will be good.
Showed up and I bought this. I got in line and I bought it because I had to buy this. And I was getting concerned because last year when they had the One Piece CCG there, you had to sign up for a play time to get be taught how to play. And they would give you a trial deck for that also. Last year, those slots filled up instantly. You could not get a slot if you did not sign up on day one. It was crazy. So this year, I was like super concerned that that was going to happen again with Union Arena. Nobody gave a fuck about Union Arena. Not a single goddamn person gave a fuck about Union Arena. So we got done buying this. We waited in line for probably like 20 minutes. My fiance wanted to go to Milk and Mocha, where, if you don't know that, it's like two cute bears that all over TikTok and Instagram. And they had a huge booth at Anime Expo this year. So
I've
she was already
heard of them.
Yeah, you wouldn't have popped up on your timeline, but there's people out there that will know Milk and Mocha. She was stressed out about that because they have stuff that sells out all the time also. And she wanted to go over there, but she doesn't want to be by herself. So here's the conundrum that we're in. So we sign up for a play time and they're like, hey, like, you could play right now if you want. Like, there's nobody waiting. Like, if you want to learn how to play the game, like, just take a seat. Like, take a seat wherever you want. I'm like, awesome. I have my fiance with me. So that means that we can just sit down and play. Like, we got two people. It's a two-player game. Like, let's fucking do this thing. So they're like, yeah, sit down at table number 3. So we sit down, and we're sitting there, and nothing's happening. We're like, this is weird. Like, is the guy going to come over? Like, what's happening? So finally, the guy is, like, going around, like, saying hello to everybody. He's like, hey, guys. Like, we're just waiting to fill up. There's probably about 10, Well, there's 20 seats at this long table, like a Jesus table, basically. And Jesus, we're like, we're just waiting to fill up the rest of the tables here, and then we'll get started. I'm like, there's going to be nobody here. Like, the convention
just opened.
It was
so early, yeah.
And so the guy next to me is like, hey, like, just a quick question. It was a dad and a son, and they're like, like, how long do we have to be here before, like, you know, we're good? He's like, well, at least 45 minutes. I'm like, oh, what? Like, that's crazy. Like, it's the convention opening. So he starts handing out the trial decks. Like, we're still waiting. We're half full. We're still waiting for the other half of the time. He starts handing out the trial decks. He immediately hands me one, and it's Jujutsu Kaisen. Okay? And I know this because I look at it, and it's blue. All right? I see blue. I can see Yuji's face peeking out. They've got little instructions, though. This is the setup here. It's a deck on the front with like a classic like Yu-Gi-Oh! Folded play mat that you get that has the instructions on how to play. It tells you like your best combos. Like classic, if you ever got a starter deck from Yu-Gi-Oh! This is exactly it, just not in a cardboard box. I immediately see it's Jujutsu Kaisen. So I stop the guy. I'm like, hey, like, sorry, like, didn't mean to bother you. I'm like, you know, I want to take this into account. I don't, you know, I don't want to be a bitch. But I am like one of the first people playing the game. I did come here first. I think they would be a little lenient and like, hey, like, you know, you're gonna be doing this all weekend, like, what does it fucking matter? So I'm like, hey, like, quick question, like, I have Jujutsu Kaisen, like, is it possible I could get a Bleach one? The guy goes, well, they're all random and I don't even know what I'm giving out, so no. And I'm like, looking at it, you know, once again, for the record, I could look at this right now, this is Bleach, it's purple.
Yep.
I look at my fiance, she got Hunter Hunter, it's green, it's got a big ass picture of Gon right in the front. Yep. I look at the blue one, it's Jujutsu Kaisen, it's got Yuji right on the front, and he's like, yeah, I don't know what I'm giving out. Like, okay. So he, you know, he's like, no, fuck you. And I do something that apparently gave my girlfriend the ick. So there'll just be a lesson for guys out there. Never do this. I say please.
The ick.
I say please. He like goes to walk away. I'm like, hey, please, man. And he's like, no.
And he walks away.
Yeah, walks away. So now I'm just sitting here. I have my Jujutsu Kaisen deck. I'm sitting here pissed now because I'm like, now I'm going to have to talk to all the other people sitting here at the table and see if I can get somebody to trade me. So I'm looking around trying to see. I know blue is JJK, green is Hunter Hunter. Who's got purple? I'm looking for purple is what I'm looking for here. And a guy diagonal from me has it. And I hate – I have a couple guys at work that are very, very nice, and they can be very easily pressured, and I hate doing that. I don't want to be that guy. And obviously, no offense to my fellow weebs out there. You guys are easily impressionable, easily pressured. So like, I see the guy across from me, and I'm just like, hey – like, no worries if not. I always set it up because I don't want to, like, steal somebody's thing. I really don't want to be an asshole. I'm like, but I see you have Bleach. I have Jujutsu Kaisen. My fiance has Hunter Hunter. Like, did you want to trade for one of the other ones? Like, I really, like, I just want the Bleach one. That's all I want. And the guy's like, well, like, Bleach is kind of, like, my favorite, you know? And I'm like, cool. Don't worry about it.
I'm like,
don't worry about it. Say less. I told him, like, same thing. Yeah. Like, same here. And so, like, I'm looking around the table. Nobody has Bleach. I'm, like, looking. I'm looking at the other tables. I'm like, dude. So I'm like stuck, and there's this kid, the original kid and the dad that was asking how long they had to be there. They just get up and leave. They don't want to be here anymore.
Oh,
they have not even started teaching yet. So finally, they get to the last spot at our long table. They start to fill it up, and this guy sits down. He sits down, and he's like, "Please be JJK. Please be JJK." I'm like, "This is it. This is it. This is my sucker." And he sits down, and he's like, "Please be JJK. Please be JJK." And he gets his deck, and he opens it. He's like, "Oh, it's Bleach." I'm like, "Yes."
You're like, "Sir, like, how would you like to be the owner of this deck?"
Yeah. I'm just like, "Hey, man, I heard you want JJK. I have JJK. I want Bleach. Are you cool switching?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Here you go." I'm like, "Dude, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you." I tell him, like, honestly, Bleach is my favorite. Thank you so much. He's like, "Oh, no." They're like, "Here you go. I've already played, actually. Here you go."
Yeah.
And so he gives it to me. And then they start to teach the game. And their headset's not working. You can't hear a thing of what they say. They're like, "Oh, just start playing. Just start playing." So me and my fiance are like putting these cards down. She's never played a TCG game in her fucking life. And I'm sitting here like, "Oh yeah, you know, so do this."
You're like,
so we sit there for probably 10 minutes. And I'm like, "Oh shucks, I lost." And I get up and I grab all my cards and I leave. I'm like, I go over to the lady. They're handing out promotional cards. So I have them here. So they're handing out one card for filling out a survey. It's an Ichigo action point right here. It's got Ichigo. It says Bleach. You filled out a survey for Union Arena.
Oh,
you
sick.
Get a special card. And I already did that. And you're also supposed to tweet online something about Union Arena, which I already did before coming here. So I went over to her, and I want to make sure I got it before I ran out. So, like, I didn't want to sit there for fucking 45 minutes. I went over, like, "Hey, like, how do I get this?" And it's like, "Oh, here you go." And then I'm like, "Hey, second question. We just did the trial thing. I got my deck right here. You know, how do I get the, like, the anime exclusive? Like, the anime expo exclusive card? Like, how do I get it?" "Oh, they didn't give it to you?" Like, "Well, like, they're still playing. We already finished, you know." She's like, "Oh." So she flies down the guy who wouldn't give me my fucking cards to begin with. And she's like, "Hey, they said they finished. Can you?" He's like, oh, you guys are done already? Like, yeah, you know, she doesn't know what she's doing. I beat her.
he's like, I love it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he reaches in and he gives us two Ichigos. I'm like, thanks.
Nice.
If you would have given me two Yuji's, we would have been in the same fucking spot, dude. I'm like, I was stressing.
Stand there and be like, does like, anyone want to trade?
Who wants a Yuji? Come on. So we got these two cards. They're Anime Expo exclusives. One for you to see, Jose. One for the camera to see. It says Ichigo. It's basically like the main unit for the game, and it has an Anime Expo logo.
It is
on it.
Sick.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's really nice. That is one of the things I wanted the most. It is exclusive. It's got an Anime Expo stamp on it, which I think is really cool, and it has the trial deck.
Now, Sam, I have a question for you before you continue.
Go ahead, hit me.
So they gave you a trial deck. Is this before or after you got your own Bleach deck?
Well, interesting, Pythies, because that's where I was going to go next. This so is the punch. Imagine one. My frustration. Because I had to grovel. I had to grovel, Pythies. First day I was there.
They humbled his ass.
I groveled they for this deck. His yeah, ass. It's like, you didn't arena make me get down on my knees and beg for this trial deck here. And I walk into the Bleach panel and find out everybody gets their own.
So you saw the picture that Sam posted on Twitter with all of the seats and they all had the same bag. And I was like, oh, yeah. Cool. I pick up the bag. I'm like, oh, there's something in here. I look at it. I'm like, Sam.
I have never been so salty in my life, dude. Because I like, what the fuck? Like,
yep.
You know, in past years, like, they did a big switch up this year. In past years, so they did two things they didn't do last year. In past years, they pick cosplayers and they bring them up on stage. They didn't do this year. That was one of the things that I was joking about before coming to the convention, that if you want to get free giveaways, dress up in cosplay.
Yep.
They didn't do it this year. And then also, historically, in previous years, they give you a poster when you walk in. Mm-hmm. They're like, here, take an exclusive poster. And usually it's like the key art. But they, before coming to this panel, we knew nothing about Core 3. Not a single goddamn thing about Core 3. So they couldn't have done that. There was no key visual to give us. There was no new posters. They already been giving out the posters all fucking day at this media booth. They just had all the seats lined with the bags and the fucking trial decks. I was salty. I could have had a JJK deck take home with me as well. I was a little salty. I got scammed. But I guess, you know, that's what I get. My fucking bad. Never again will I be going to Union Arena first. So over my dead body.
Now question. So the deck that you bought, is that different from the Bleach trial deck?
So the deck that I bought, this thing right here, is literally a deck box made of cardboard, Pythies. It is a box that I folded made of cardboard and a mat. There is no deck in here.
It didn't come with a deck?
There is no deck in
here.
They
gave it.
The cards are not even out yet until October. So, like, all this is like, basically, you know, like, you remember, like, OG Yu-Gi-Oh! When it was first coming out and you could get the starter decks?
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Yeah. There was nothing else but the starter decks.
They were, like, $15.
Yeah, that's basically what this is. This is like a baby's first, like, here, like, try it out, see what you like it, and that's what this is.
I mean, to be fair, all the Yu-Gi-Oh! Starter decks were fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%. If you ask me how to play this game, I would tell you I don't know how to fucking play it. I have no fucking idea. The guy's taught us nothing on how to play this game. He was just walking in circles, talking into a microphone that wasn't working. So I have no fucking idea how to play this game. Sure would love to know, but I do not know. The guy next to me knew how to play, and he seemed like he was having a great time. He seemed like he was having a 10 out of 10 time.
Why didn't you talk to him?
I already stole his deck. It's the guy I gave my Jujutsu Kaisen deck to. So. In a way, he kind of scammed me. If he had the knowledge, the foresight to know Bleach deck was coming, man, that guy's
that
crazy.
Shit was fucking hilarious. Sam sits down and just opens the bag, and he's like, son of a bitch. Yeah. A
couple more pieces of merch, and then we'll move on to talking Core 3 news, trailer, video game, all of that stuff. Now, the only thing that was semi-exclusive from Shonen Jump, it's not even the Shonen Jump booth. It's the Viz Media booth.
The Viz, yeah.
The only thing that they had there was a plexi of Ichigo right here. It's one of those plastic plexi figures. It's of him, like, busting through the wall. It's really nothing spectacular.
Yeah, I feel like we've seen that before.
It's just a plexi of him. And then they did have the limited edition of Core 1 Thousand Blood War on sale, which I've never bought before.
Oh, how much was that?
$70.
Okay, so, not bad.
Limited edition, Blu-ray, got that. It was Naruto's like 25th anniversary or something like that. So that
25th.
Their big thing was Naruto this year. Naruto was everywhere. Figpen had limited edition Rukia Figpen, so I got that. Only one of 500, so that was cool. They only made 500 for the convention. I bought two of them. I actually have another one. So that's another thing that I got. And then Animate, they're a big store in Japan. I spent a lot of money there when I was in Japan. They usually sell like a lot of trinkets, like a lot of like buttons, a lot of like keychains, a lot of stickers, like things like that. They were here. They had exclusives. They had two shirts that were exclusive. I think they're both of the most low quality designs I've ever seen, but I bought them anyways because, of course,
I did why too. Not?
So one is of Cone, like when he was doing his ending scenes in Core 2, which with his little cape on and everything. It says Bleach and it says Cone. That's it. And it's just like a little image right on the center. Now, these are Japanese sizes, okay? The highest size they had was an XL. Now, XLs I can rock. I can rock an XL if it's American sizes. This thing is like a fucking bodysuit on me, so that doesn't fit. Now, my second one is a picture. It's a black shirt. It's just a screen grab of Ichigo, and it says Bleach Ichigo on it. Just the most low-quality designs that you could think of. That is what they brought to the table here.
$40 each.
They really were. They really were. And then the only thing of value that I actually wanted from the anime booth, Jose and I both actually wanted, they brought coasters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would think that sounds really fucking stupid, which I agree.
It does
sound really fucking stupid. But they're like high quality, like ceramic coasters with like really cool designs on them. I have them. Let me grab them.
Yeah, they have they're really nice, and they have a cork bottom with the illustrations on them is actually what... The only reason I wanted them was
so they
like,
have
damn.
Like the gang, right? They have like Ichigo, they have Orihime. It's ceramic. Like, I'm here, I'll hit it in the mic.
Should have done it with the Uryu ones.
Yeah, it's ceramic. So they're super nice, big, good quality. Illustrations are fucking beautiful. Rukia, Ranji, then of course Chad and Uryu. They have the original six. These are the only people that they have. That is what I wanted the most. These coasters were $13 a pop,
yep.
Which I don't think was horrible in the grand scheme of things. Some of the stuff that I bought, if you guys want to see the rest of it, check out our I just posted an Anime Expo haul video. Mm-hmm. If you want to see some of the other Bleach stuff I bought and how much I actually got ripped off, I spent like $10 on the world's smallest button. So,
oh my god, yeah.
Wait till you guys see that. And it's
the buttons had cool designs on them though.
So the buttons that I bought, Jose, there's some that are like a small little rectangle, like so small.
Oh, that one? Yeah.
And it's like a close-up of everybody's eyes. Like, what the fuck am I going to do with that? Like,
the only one I wanted was Rukia's.
Dude, it's the most dog shit design I've seen. I was like, I cannot believe they were selling this. $10 a pop. Yep. And also, they were scamming,
Sam,
they were scamming.
Sam, did you buy them, though?
I bought them.
Yeah, he bought. How much did you spend?
I spent $300 at this booth. So here's the thing.
For stuff you didn't like...
Pythies, here's the thing. You didn't know what they were because nothing was labeled.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, straight up nothing was labeled. It was all in Japanese.
It was a silver foil box.
I knew there was coasters there, and I wanted the goddamn coasters. But in my mind, I don't know if the coasters are going to be small. I don't know whether they're going to be big. So I didn't know what I was looking for. So I grabbed a handful of everything that was there. Came out to $300 on the dot.
Yep.
They raised the prices, these anime fuckers. They raised the prices because on the package – it says what the price is in yen on the package, and it's like, oh, this is like 1,100 yen. The yen is down right now, okay? So really, in American dollars, it's probably about 950, mm-hmm. All right? They are selling it for $13. These little fucking scammers, dude. Never in my life has 1,100 yen been worth $13. Like, that's crazy, dude.
It was supply and demand.
Are you the kind of person that will grab an armful of shit, take it to the register, and then go, I don't really want this, but I guess I'll buy it because I'm already
No,
here.
He'll buy it.
No, I mean, I'll just buy it. Like, there's no, I don't really want it. Is I walked in, I saw the Bleach section. I was like, I'm gonna grab a little bit of everything. I don't know what's what. So I grabbed like one of it was like here's like a set of six, and it was sealed in a box. Grabbed a box. Here's like a bunch of these. They was really nice. Like there's bubble wrap, and I'm like, oh, this is nice. So I grabbed like eight of them. No regrets were had until after I got home, Pythies. Then there were regrets to be had.
Now, Sam, I need to tell you, at one point, I do plan on flying out to AX, but we can't hang out when I'm shopping for
Oh, my God, Pythies. Let me tell you how excited I am to see that.
I am the pickiest motherfucker. I will look, and I will look at the price of a figure. I'll go, cool. I'm going to walk around the entire convention center going, this guy's $5 cheaper. This guy's $7 more expensive. Fuck that, boo. I come home with armfuls of shit that is like half off. Double half off, and I will be like, I don't really want this figure. I'll put this back or grab this. Hey, you guys got any more Fate merch?
Yeah, now I'm gonna hit you with now that may work at your smaller conventions, Pythies, but at Anime Expo, everybody there is the rip you off.
Yeah, everyone knows the prices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody knows there too, but there's some people that'll be like, I will charge $70 for this Lancer, but this other dude, this guy will charge $40 because they all have the same shit. It's just who cares the least. You find the person who cares the least. And more important, you shop on Sunday because people don't give a fuck and they don't want to have to lug their shit back to the car. So
damn right.
They cut a deal.
Nope. Wrong. I was there at Anime
Didn't happen
Sunday.
This year?
Didn't happen.
Sam does not have – I guess you just don't know how to haggle.
No, no, I'm telling you, on Sunday this year. Now, normally I've seen it before. Like, we'd walk the halls before Sunday, and they will, like, yell at you, like, half off, come get this, yeah. half off. Like, come get it, come get it, come get it. There was not a single damn person doing that this year. Nobody, like, and damn, I think they it knew. Was because
they knew.
It was another sold-out year, and I think people were so into buying stuff this year. Like, I think people were buying anything at this convention.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Where it's like, they knew they didn't have to. They didn't have to. There was nobody. And no, I went to the Artist Alley a little bit on Sunday also, and even the Artist Alley wasn't like any, like, yeah, hey, like, come buy like our prints. Off, like, I don't want to take this home. Like, no, nobody was doing it.
Now, Sam, I need to ask you, is that just Coke? Because word got around of this crazy bald man who's in places he shouldn't be, and who is bitching and trying to get, you know, a separate starter deck. And
no. I don't think word got around like that. No. I don't think that's it.
Did a hush come over the convention when you walked in?
Nah.
They were like, God damn it, it's Sam. This man spent $700 last year.
The only person that might have felt like that is I did badger one of the Viz Media booth people to give me a coaster. So I did badger one of them because in the Bleach panel, we'll get to this Bleach panel eventually, I promise, guys. In the Bleach panel, they talk about, like, they did the same thing last year. They talk about, like, merch and, like, giveaways that they're having and things you could get at the booth. And we've been to the Viz Media booth a lot. And I've constantly got posters, more posters. Here's more posters. And in the fucking panel, they're like, oh, by the way, we're giving away coasters. We have coasters at the Viz Media panel. I'm like, at the Viz Media booth. I'm like, I'm not seeing these damn coasters a single goddamn time. And they're like, they're lenticular coasters where, like, it switches from Ichigo to Uryu. Super cool. So I'm like, what the fuck? So, like, I go back to the Viz Media booth after that. I'm like, yo, like, I just saw on the panel you guys have coasters. Like, can I get a coaster? And the guy's like, well, it's just kind of random when we give them out, you know. I'm like, do you have any idea, like, when you would, like, give them out? Maybe like 2:00, like, if you want to come back.
Oh, they, like, wrote it down on their whiteboard, yes, to come back for the next gift.
So I'm like, okay. So, like, I keep, like, and, you know, I was ready to leave. Like, I wasn't going to stick around much longer than that. But I kept walking by the Viz Media booth trying to see if they had coasters. No coasters. So finally, that little guy left. And I was like, then there was a new guy there. I was like, all right, I'm going to hit my target again.
You're going
to
harass this guy.
I'm going to go to this guy now. And I'm like, hey. And as I was walking up, I saw that he had Bleach posters on the table that he was giving away. And he, like, kind of palm somebody a Sailor Moon poster. Like, he, like, gave him a little Sailor Moon poster on the side. I was like, oh, this is my guy. He's scummy. This is my guy right here.
Scummy.
And so I walk up and I'm like, hey, like, I just got out of the, you know, Bleach Thousand Blower panel, and they said that you guys were giving away coasters. Like, do you guys have those coasters? Like, do you know when you're gonna be giving out? He's like, oh, you said the magic word. Like, just stand off to the side real quick. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like standing there, and he's like, he reaches under the counter, he's like, here you go. Take it. And he gives me one of the coasters. And it's the shittiest coaster I've ever seen in my fucking life.
He did it so shadily, too. Yeah. He's just like, yeah, hey, here you go. And, like, under the table kind of thing. Yeah. And Sam's like, sick. But
And Jose's there on the other side of the poster, like a sad little puppy, like, looking over the counter, like, what about me? What about me? And so I'm like, hey, could I get one more for my boy?
And the guy just goes, I got you. Just, like, hands it to him. Like, doesn't even care at this point.
Yeah.
That is the most he asked for no pickles on his burger.
Hey, get this, though. So me and Sam walk away. Katie is nowhere to be found because she went to the restroom at that point.
Yep.
So we walk away, and Katie catches up to us at the Aniplex booth. And she goes, hey, guys, check this out. I just stole these two coasters. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
So after all that, she's like, here you go, guys. And she shows up with two more coasters. Like, oh, awkward. We already got them. Like,
we're like, oh, thanks, Katie. And she's like, yeah, I totally stole them from these other people who were about to get them. So I just walked up, swiped them, and left. And I could hear him going, like, oh, do you have any more coasters? Yeah. And we're like, no. Oh, sorry, we're out.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, Katie.
That is the perfect woman for Sam.
Yes.
Yeah, savage.
Unlike the coasters we got here, these nice ceramic ones, it is the biggest piece of shit coaster I've ever seen. So you would not even know it was a coaster. But, I mean, we got them. We got every piece of Bleach merch that was at that fucking goddamn convention. It was sealed. It was done. Okay, let's get to the meat and potatoes. What do we want to talk about first, the Bleach panel or the Bleach video game?
The video game, because it'll be faster.
Yeah.
Okay. Bleach video game, Rebirth of Souls, developed by Tamsoft, which is, funnily enough, the company behind Senran Kagura, which makes me giggle.
I remember you telling me that. I'm like, nice.
Fucking funny. I guess they did another arena fighter game called, like, Honeysoft or something like that, which is supposed to be very good. And so a lot of people have very high hopes for this developer developing the Bleach game. I just saw a video by Arenieto, who is a Bleach Brave Souls YouTuber, and he is talking about, I'm gonna bounce back and forth here. He is talking about, I can't even remember the name now. Bleach, the mobile game that has fallen off the face of the earth.
Oh, Soul Resonance or something?
No, I thought I was gonna say.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Soul Resurrection, but I think that's the PS3 game. It's something like that.
Yeah.
It's the Chinese developer. I actually got to play the alpha for it, the like pre-beta test. They invited me to come play, and I was able to play it. And then their publisher went underneath. They went bankrupt, but they're still active and recruiting. But according to the mods in the Discord and according to Adignetto, he said that you can officially now talk about the game.
Oh, okay.
Which before we were not allowed to say anything aside from we played it. So with that being said, having seen the gameplay now of Rebirth Souls, whatever the fuck, and the mobile game, they play very similarly. Very, very similarly.
Whoa.
The only thing with the mobile game is the mobile game kind of incorporates more of a switching tactics. Kind of, you guys, probably these of you played Genshin Impact, where like you can switch out the characters to create combos. That is what like the Bleach mobile game is like, but they're still the same. Like, it seems like a combo arena based fighter. Now, okay. In the interview for the new game coming out, which is going to be on everything, by the way, Steam, it's going to be on PlayStation, PlayStation, it's going to be on the Xbox, it's going to be on fucking everything. They said that it's an arena fighter. They haven't said if it's like a 2v2, if it's a what, but it's two player local multiplayer.
Nice.
I don't believe they've said anything about crossplay, but they said that it will go through the Arrancar arc, so it'll go through Aizen. The graphics, they went back and they made the game to look like Thousand Year Blood War from the start.
Okay.
So they based the graphics to be like Thousand Year Blood War, and that way they said they actually paid a lot of attention to making sure the graphics are good. Like, they put a lot of work into the graphics. I was a little bit concerned in the opening trailer for Rebirth of Souls. It starts off with like almost a slideshow where it's like it's a picture of a cat and it's like a picture of a bridge, and I'm like, oh dude, I hope that's not what the story mode is. Like, I hope it's not like a narration over slideshows. Fingers crossed it's not. I haven't said anything about it. We're supposed to get more gameplay for it coming up on the Crew B Inside stream that's going to be happening here. They'll show more gameplay, and then we'll get to see a little bit more of what it's actually like. But they do have GIFs, and you can see some, you know, a little bit of fighting in the trailer. It looks very good. It seems like the characters that have been confirmed to be played are all the main Karkar gang. So it's going to be Ichigo, Orihime, Chad, Uryu, Renji, Byakuya, Urahara, Yoruichi, and then White Ichigo. Seems like the ones that have been confirmed playable at this point. If it goes to the Arrancar arc, I assume it's going to have Grimmjow, Okiura.
Let's go.
I assume it's going to have all of them in there as well, but they've not been confirmed to be playable yet. One of the things that I am concerned about, I think it's funny, is if both the games play relatively similarly, you know, they're kind of an action combat sort of game. Obviously, they could be different, especially if one focuses more on switching in and out. To my knowledge, they're both only going to go to Aizen. I think people are going to be burnt the fuck out. They're going to be burnt the fuck out having to play through the same story over and over again, especially if the gameplay is at least a little bit similar. But I do like, one, that with the console game, Puro is very hands-on with it, as well as Kubo. Both of them have said that they're very, very hands-on with the game.
So it's in good hands.
Yes. And the developer is supposed to be pretty fucking good, too, from what I've heard. Their last game they put out kind of restored a lot of faith in them. They put a lot of effort into it. But I guess they have not made very big budget games before. So I don't think we can expect anything crazy. Like, I don't think we'll be expecting, I don't think a Kakarot level game, for example, where like maybe it's going to be all open world. I don't think we can get that. But it's still really early to tell. I'm very excited that we get a full console game finally. Everybody has known this is coming. They talked in the panel about how Kubo actually leaked it. Yeah, there was a console game in the work a long, long time ago.
Oh, yeah, he did say it a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, somebody asked him about a video game, and he was like, oh, I'm pretty sure they're working on a console game. And like, that was the first thing we ever heard about it. That's where the leak came from. But they seem like they're very excited.
I'm very excited, man. Well, the last Bleach game I played is the one that had that, like, shitty OC Arrancar.
Oh, the one on the Wii?
Yeah, I liked that guy. He was super lame.
I loved the Wii game where, like, you had to, like, swipe with your hand to fight. That shit was so funny.
Yes, I'm going to say something controversial. I do not like the Naruto Ninja Storm games. I'm real bad at arena fighters, so I'm hoping this is different.
It has already been confirmed to be an arena fighter, but I don't know. From the looks of it, it looks like it's going to be different from, like, what you would expect from a Naruto Storm type of game, but I don't know. There hasn't been enough gameplay to really judge what the actual gameplay is going to be like, so it's hard to tell if it's going to fall more into, like, the Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, or if it's going to
Sparkling Zero, so good.
Yeah, or if it'll fall more into, like, a Cyber Connect, Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm, or a Demon Slayer. It's too early to tell based off of the footage, but they said they've taken a lot of care into it, so fingers crossed. They've been releasing the OST already. They've been releasing tracks from the OST on Twitter, and it's pretty fucking good. Ooh. It's really, really good. So I do have a little bit of trust and faith that they're, you know, they're at least trying, which I think we like. And you know what else we like is McDonald's. What's up, guys? Editor Sam here. You know, McDonald's was ever so kind to send us their new special collaboration with Jujutsu Kaisen, which you might be wondering, why is this on Bleach Boys? Why Jujutsu Kaisen on Bleach Boys? Tite Kubo is best friends with Gigi, the author of Jujutsu Kaisen. Bleach directly inspired Jujutsu Kaisen. McDonald's has directly inspired me all my life. I live off of Chicken McNuggets. And now we have Jujutsu Kaisen sauce. Look at this Nanamin sauce right here. Now, McDonald's did deliver free of charge a meal for me, a meal for Jose, so that we could try this special grade garlic sauce. Unfortunately, I was supposed to be off today. I got called into work, so I wasn't there. I told Jose, come to the house, grab Danny, shoot something real quick. I have not watched what this something is. My bar is really low. Really, really, really low. With that being said, let's take a look at what was done.
Yo, this is Sam and Jose. Oh,
that's Sam, apparently.
Back at you from
I'm there.
What's up, everybody? We are lucky enough to experience another McDonald's event. This time,
they're at an event. They're not in my garage. Sauce. Oh, okay. Fumbled the bag on that one. Guys, he's dyslexic. Please, McDonald's, you got to understand.
Nobara.
Oh, Danny didn't know the name.
Sukuna.
We're off to a banging start right now.
Yeah. What do you want to try first?
They set this up very picturesque. Look at the way the nuggets are set up, the French fries. That looks beautiful. If you guys are on audio podcast right now, you're missing out on a beautiful image.
If you know, you know.
Okay, this is special grade sauce.
It seems like neither one of them can figure out what the name of the sauce is called, and they just switch it up every single time. Jose's going in for a dip. Let's get his initial reactions here. Okay, very picturesque. Oh, he's feeding it to Danny.
I don't know if it fits well with the chicken nugget.
Okay. Jose just immediately puts down the nugget. He's not going to try the nugget after that. Danny goes in for a second one, though. Is Danny going to feed it to Jose? What am I watching?
I actually really like it.
Oh, okay. Positive remarks from Jose. Beautiful positive remarks.
Producer, would you like to try it?
Oh.
All right, she's in.
Right. I'm almost certain. Can we rewind the tapes there? I'm almost certain Jose's lovely wife said no.
Producer, would you like to try it? Alright, she's in.
100% right. Chase her head. No, what am I watching?
It was very garlicky. I like it with the chicken nugget, actually.
See, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't bad.
Two thumbs up from the wife. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. So how are they going to do the burger? Just going to force it in there, huh? I thought maybe they would dip it, or, like, you know, they would pour it on the inside of the burger. No, they're just gonna force the burger in there. Okay, they're trying the garlic sauce on the burger.
I like it with the burger better than the nuggets.
Ooh, Danny likes it on the burger the best. That's shocking.
But it kind of, like,
has anybody else tried the special garlic sauce on the burger?
When they don't need to be elevated.
I feel like Danny has tried more of this sauce than Jose. Jose's taken, like, two dips and called it quits. Danny's having the time of his life here.
Want to give a shout out to McDonald's? Thank you.
Love you, McDonald's.
Thank you. Providing us the opportunity to try the special grade garlic sauce.
Find out any McDonald's near you.
I feel like that's the same outro you would get if you were being held at gunpoint. Oh, that's it. That's it. Truly beautiful work by Jose and Danny / Asian Sam there. Really incredible. If you guys want to try the special grade garlic sauce for yourself, you can get in the McDonald's app right now, load it up, add it to your cart, get some nuggets, or get a burger and try it on the burger. Apparently that's the banger. Back to the podcast now. Thank you once again, McDonald's. Very excited for Rebirth of Souls. There's nothing that that panel was live streamed, so there's really nothing that I can tell you guys that you wouldn't know already about that. A lot of it is kind of TBD, and we're just waiting to see what else they want to share. There's not even a release date out for it yet. It is wishlistable on Steam now. You can add it to your wish list. But that's all the information that we have on Rebirth of Souls.
If it's good, I'm buying a physical copy just to have the case.
I hope they have a fucking badass, like, Ultimate Collector's Edition.
Yeah, like with a steel book case. Mm-hmm. Those are always so cool.
I'm talking, like, hopefully a figure or something. Oh, with, like, a figure. That'd be cool. Yeah. Like a hollow mask.
$300.
Mm-hmm, I'm there. I saw something funny when they talked about the new key visual. We'll use this to lead into the panel, but they released the key visual at the panel. It's now available online for you to see. It's right behind us as well. Somebody was like, you know, I find really funny that two of the four of those characters will eventually go off screen and never be seen again.
Yup.
Speaking of Chad and Gaju.
I saw a clip on TikTok of that panel where I believe it was a Yugum's voice actor who said his favorite was Chad. Who he could dress as.
Yeah, they asked the question. So let's talk about it. We'll rewind. I'll go over. I have all the questions. So Saturday morning was the Bleach Thousand Year Blood War Core 3 panel. That was the very first panel of the day and main events. That was like the thing. Everybody was going for it. It was that. And it was actually, so they had that going on. And then in the Petri Hall, they had the Fate Grand Order panel going on at the same time. So those
that probably would have been. Just letting you guys know. Letting you guys know if I show up next year, we're splitting off.
So those two were competing. It was like people were sprinting through the convention hall.
Dude, they were running.
Like, it was crazy. We had lined up beforehand, and I took Jose's backpack because they do bag checks. So I was like, Jose, give me your shit. Like, you go run. Get us a spot in line, and like we're going to seal the deal right there. So Jose went off. Me and my fiance were walking behind, but as we were walking, like people were sprinting, like full running through the convention center to get to the Bleach panel. The Bleach panel line, it probably filled up, I think it was about 45 minutes prior to them letting us in. They capped the line. And they capped the line and weren't letting anybody else into, which is crazy because it's main events. Like, that hall is huge.
It's fucking huge and it's cold.
I have to say that this warms my heart to know Bleach is that popular.
Yeah, my fiance was like, why the fuck are all these people running? Isn't Bleach, like, old as hell? I'm like, yeah, it is. But, like, a lot of people grew up with Bleach. Like, that's their shit. You know, she could not understand, like, this thing's old. Like, why are people fucking... But it's like, people are going crazy for it. They were going really crazy.
Not only that, the My Hero Academia panel was right after.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people left after the Bleach panel, yeah. For the Bleach panel, we waited a long time. We were in line probably a couple hours early, and then they were not letting us in. They didn't let us in until probably about 20 minutes prior.
What, we got there at 7:40, and, yeah, they didn't let us until about 9
for the panel. They listened to like almost 9:40, and the thing started at 10 because they started late too. About 9:40 they let us in. They capped the line, and there were a lot of people showing up like in full Bleach cosplay, and they're like, hey, you can't come in. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
They were turning people away crazy.
And Viz Media was out there like doing interviews, and this one girl, she was dressed up as Yachiru, and she wasn't allowed to get in the line because it was capped. But then Viz Media stopped her for an interview, like did a full interview for their socials. I don't know what happened to her, but if you're watching this, I hope they let you into the panel, because that'd be fucked up if they did an interview with you and then they're like, all right, now fuck off. You can't come in. Like, that would be fucked up. So I don't know if she got let in or not, but I hope she did, because she did a full interview and she already got told she needs to leave.
Yeah.
So interesting. They were having people do Bankai screams in line, which was really annoying. There was some like kids right next to us, and like they were going by the lines. He was like, me. And he like hopped out. And like, do your best Bankai. He just screams.
He went full
like,
force. And at first I was like, Sam, they're interviewing right here.
Yeah. I'm like, that's fucking crazy. But everybody was so excited. Everybody was so happy to go into it. Once we got let in, once again, everybody took off fucking running. Like, just full on sprinting. We got a really good seat. We're probably like three rows back. Now, it had a rare Uno reverse card happen here. So we walked in. All the seats had the bags with the trial decks on it. Going great. I wanted to be a little bit of the ways back because I don't want to be in the front. Because a lot of times I'm on my phone. So how it goes... I'm on my phone. I'm tweeting the whole time this is going on. And they just go up and down the rows with security. And they're like telling people to get off your phone.
Yeah,
like
they're just watching.
Yeah, they're like being really strict. I'm like, because people are obviously, they're like trying to film. They're trying to take photos. And there were a lot of that happening. I saw on Twitter a lot of photos and stuff that got leaked. So a lot of times they'll see you on your phone. They'll tell you to get the fuck off it. Like, period. I try to make it very obvious. Like, I'm just typing away on my phone. Like, I'm not recording. I'm not doing anything. I'm typing, you know, which is totally okay. Like, I'm not doing anything else. But then this guy sat down and he was a tall ass motherfucker. Dude, normally I'm the problem and I feel bad and like I slumped down. This guy gave no fucks. He was so goddamn tall.
Yeah, he's standing straight.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, your back doesn't hurt. Like, he's tall as hell. And he was like, nope. Like, his dome was blocking the whole screen. I was like, this is crazy. This is absolutely insane.
Yeah, so you show up. You get a deck of cards you already have, and then a tall guy sits in front of you.
Yeah, which imagine, for me, I'm already tall. So how tall must this fucker must have been? Like 7 foot or something.
He was pretty fucking tall. Like, yeah.
Tall, big head. Like he was blocking everything.
His
man.
Buddy had a fucking big head too. I couldn't read the subtitles. I was so pissed.
So they do the panel in the in the regular format. So they do the panel where they have the Viz guys come out. It's the same two guys every fucking year. And they do like the introduction, like, hey, like, welcome to the Bleach panel. Here's what we're going to be doing. We want to talk about a little bit of the merch we have going out. So like, here's the DVDs that are coming out. Here's, you can get the box sets. You can get the mangas. Here's what we're giving away at the booth. Here's some upcoming figures that are going to come out. Let's bring out the voice actors. And then it's the English dub voice actors. So they're obviously not going to have anything new to say about Core 3. So they come out and they do a little bit of interview. Like, and this is what the part you saw about Chad, they like an example question being like, hey, if your character could fight one other person, who would you want to fight? And that's when the voice actor for Baz B was like, oh, I would fight Chad, because like Chad doesn't talk at all and Baz B doesn't shut the fuck up. So it'd be like two opposites. Like Baz B would be screaming at him and Chad would be saying nothing.
It's a good answer, actually.
Yeah. Another answer that I thought was really funny and made me happy inside is the voice actor for Udi, who brought up the Mount Arc. Did
yeah,
you see that,
Pythias? Totally did.
I did not.
Yeah, so they asked him a question, and I butchered the response on Twitter, so this will be the full one here. They asked the English voice actor of Udyu, they said, what was your favorite memory while recording Bleach? And he was so cool, by the way. He went into the depth about, like, you know, he's been doing Bleach for a really long time, so a lot of the OG Bleach voice actors, like, especially on the English side, were super close. Like, they started off not recording in the same room, but now with, like, the new ways they do it, like, they all know each other. They're like a family. They've been doing this for so long. And so he said when Thousand Blower was coming back, he went back and rewatched all of Bleach with his girlfriend, like all of it. Like he went back and watched from the start. He said he skipped some of the filler arcs, but like he went back and watched the whole thing so he can understand what Kubo is thinking while this is going on and like get back into his character. He rewatched the whole thing, which is awesome. But he said his favorite memory while doing Bleach is during the arc with the I'm going to say it just like how he said it. You know, like, it's the, everybody knows the arc. It's like the one with like the vampires in it.
Yeah.
And like there was a girl that Udi was in love with, and you know, like something bad happens. I can't remember her name, but it's like Yoshi, and then he's like, oh, Yoshino. Yoshino is like Yoshino. And my ADR director at the time, she shared the same name as Yoshino, and he was also a voice actor for Digimon, and he said they had to do a very similar scene to where Udyu was like distraught over this girl dying, and he was like screaming her name, like freaking out, like Yoshino, Yoshino. And he said in Digimon a same exact scene happened with the same name with the same director. So like he said there was a very emotional scene for them in Digimon, and then they had to do it again in Bleach, and he's like, that was just a special moment that he remembers from the vampire arc.
Fucking
like,
bounce. Like, oh, all right, cool. Sam was the only one in the crowd going, let's go.
Yeah. Woo, Mount Arc. Woo.
That Derek Steven Prince, he's the Digimon Emperor, right?
I don't know who he plays in Digimon. I don't know.
Ken, right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Ken, the Digimon Emperor.
Yeah, because he plays him from Digimon 2, right? Or Adventure 2?
Yeah, Season 2.
So, yeah, he said that was a very special moment. And I was like, oh, that's funny. That's really funny. So I tweeted that out. And then they did a couple more questions of like, which one of your characters do you think dresses the best? Like, just like boring questions.
They weren't
like
questions that would require you to like actually think about it. It was just more of like, do you like this? What do you think about that?
Yeah. And it was like, if you could have either Soul Reaper powers or keep your Storm Raider powers, which ones would you pick? It was like that kind of stuff. It was almost like questions you would expect the audience to be asking. Like if it was like, hey, we have the English VAs for Bleach, like we're going to have open mic. And that would be the question they were answering. A lot of them were good. They had them do live voice acting as well, which some were better than others. That's all I'm going to say on that one. And then they finally were like, okay, we're going to say goodbye to the voice actors now. I was like, cool, here we go. Here comes the news for Core 3. Now, we'll get straight into the juice here. Everything from the panel that we saw has been released online.
They released it like 6 hours later.
Yeah. Online, you guys got a nicer video revealing the key visual. The key visual in the panel, they just kind of were like, and we have one more thing for you guys. And they threw the key visual on the screen, you know?
What they say, they're like, we have presents for you guys. I'm like, presents? Yeah. Hell yeah. And then they're like, they played that super cool intro and then key visual.
Yeah. So you guys got a better intro for the key visual online where this like gave the introductions like Marita-san returning as Ichigo, and then they like built it up. For us, they just like flickered it and then they showed it on screen. Like, here you go. Enjoy.
Now, Sam, is it possible that I had the better experience because I was not sitting behind a tall man?
Now, so here's the thing. You 100% have the better experience. So it's a good experience being there in the panel because, like, you get to be in the crowd, right? You get to have the hype of everybody reacting at the same time. Like, when Shunsui said Bankai. Like, everybody went crazy. Like, yeah. It was, like, really, really exciting. But, you got to picture the scene for me. I'm pretty much typing most of the time and looking at the screen. Then I look at my phone to make sure everything's correct. Send it. Now, I ran into a problem. This was not my best performance live tweeting. I'm a little embarrassed about it. We knew so little information about Bleach that I spent so much time on my tweet trying to get the opening and the ending song correct. It chewed up all my time during the trailer. Chewed up the whole fucking time. Because, like, that was something that a lot of people have been asking for. Like, what's the opening? They've been teasing it on Twitter. Like, hey, here's the instrumentals. Like, and nobody knew what the songs were. So they showed it in the trailer. So I immediately was, like, trying to type it up. Misspelled it. Had to go back and autocorrect it. Like, whole fucking thing. So
he goes in and he's like, Jose, did you get the name? I'm like, no. Fucking yeah. Guy in front of
Jose
me.
Jose let me down in a big way. And Jose has a good defense here. But I told Jose, homie to homie, Bleach boy to Bleach boy. I'm like, Jose, listen, I need your help. I need you to watch that. And I need you to tell me things that I miss. Because, like, I already know I'm going to be typing. And, like, I got to. And Twitter does, like, now when you type tweet or send or whatever, it's like, oh, you want to double check it or do you want to press it now? So I go click 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 click, and so there's a lot of times I'm not gonna be looking and I'm gonna miss scenes. I'm like, Jose, that's where I'm coming to you. Like, I need you ready on the screen to tell me what new scenes are added on there. So I go to Jose one time. I'm like, Jose, what did they just say? Oh man, I don't know, I can't read anything.
It's because right
when they're like, I'm like, oh, Jose,
what was it? It was when they were talking about, oh, you're gonna see a captain who hasn't used his Bankai yet. Yes. And I'm immediately, I perk up.
Yeah.
Same motherfucker. The whole time he was slouching, Pythies, he was like, I can't do it because of the table, but he's like slouching so far down. I was like, oh, I can read. I can see everything. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, and now you're going to see a captain use his Bankai. And they mentioned the captain, but then all of a sudden I see this. Oh, arms up in the air and I'm just like back and forth. I was so upset.
Yeah. So I come to Jose because, like, I just sent the tweet out about the opening and the endings. I'm like, hey, what did they just say? Ah, man, I don't know.
I was just so upset. I was like,
Jose. And then right after that, I ask him again, like, hey, like, what? Like, what did they say? Jose's like, dude, I can't read anything. I'm just like, all right, cool. Thank you, man.
Sam, I do have to point out Jose is dyslexic as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't need him to read. I was more so hoping, and, like, the part I did ask him on was a reading part. Because, like, that was when the directors were talking.
Yeah.
And that was when I did ask him. I was more so hoping he would help me with the trailer portion, like, showing, like, hey, this is a new scene they added. This is a new scene. Like, tweet that out.
Was Katie not there?
She was sleeping.
Oh, my
she
God.
Was literally sleeping.
She was. Yeah, she literally tried to sleep on Sam's shoulder, and Sam shoved her away.
Yeah, busy. Like, what the fuck? Like, what was she doing?
She was so bad after the panel. She's like, you know what he did to me? I try to, like, nuzzle up and sleep. And he's like, no.
Like, I'm fucking busy. Like, I'm typing a million words a minute. You're like, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, over here trying to lean on me. And she's getting upset that my arm keeps moving. I'm just like, get off me. Like, what are you doing? Like,
it was just really early still for a panel. So
yeah. Well, we also woke up at 5 a.m. So.
And we didn't have real food in our system.
Yeah, we didn't have anything. So when I was shooting out the tweets for the trailer, I missed a lot of the trailer. I missed a lot of it because, like, I was trying to make sure, like, Monochrome didn't want to spell correctly. Mm-hmm. And it was like A World Without Words was what one of the name of the songs was called. And it was like fucking Apple or whatever. It's like, that's not how you say that sentence. Like, oh, my God.
It was trying to correct your sentence.
Yeah, like, I get it. So I finally sent that out. And then I was in the middle of typing up a tweet for, like, all the other stuff that happened inside the trailer. Where it's like Ishida was fighting. I literally sent out a tweet that said Shunsui Bankai and Ishida fighting. And I didn't say who Ishida was fighting. I didn't say what was happening in the trailer. Because right after that, they showed the release date. And I was like, all right.
It just said October.
So I sent the tweet half finished. Then I put, Bleach confirmed October 2024. And that's all I got. I got nothing else outside of that. I heard the Shunsui Bankai. Now, you had the better viewing experience for the trailer and the director scenes online. Like, you had no need to be in the panel if they were going to release that. But there was one scene that we got a longer version of, a more complete, coherent vision of this scene that you guys did not see online. And it's the only thing they gave us in the panel that was not released online. Do you know what it is, Pythies?
No. What is it?
We got to see a full setup of Ichibei's Bankai. That was the only scene that we got to see. So
that shit was fucking nuts.
Bits of it that were shown in the trailer. Like, you can see them setting up. But they showed us probably it was only like 15 seconds. But it was a full setup of Ichibei talking to Yuha Baha. And you see him summon the graves that turn into skulls, that turn into the staircase that go up. And everybody's like, and you see Yuha Baha like, what the fuck? And like, you see it all set up. And then he says his Bankai. And then it cuts. That is the only scene that we saw in the panel that was not released online. You see a bit of it in the trailer. Like, Ichibei is like, he's there and he launches himself flying forward and you see the stylized color. We got to see the whole bit of him summoning the Bankai, which is really cool.
Now, I need to tell you guys the absolute pain that it was having to, I was working that day, so I would stop every, put some shit out, go in the back. What's Sam tweeting now? Okay, hit like,
nice.
Hit like, yep. Hit retweet, hit like, hit retweet, hit like, hit yep. retweet, go back to work, work for another 2 hours, go take a break, like, retweet.
It was, it's so much fun every time we go to the Bleach panel because, like, this was something I started doing last year, the live tweeting, and it was just kind of off of a whim. I don't know. I feel
like. Yeah, you started it 2 years ago.
I feel like maybe. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. That's correct. It was, I don't know if maybe somebody asked for it. I don't know even why I started doing it. But we went and I started live tweeting, and I had such success, like, with people, like, were so happy that it was happening. And, like, people were like, oh, thank you so much, man. Like, awesome. Because a lot of times they show stuff in this, you know, the panels, and they don't release it online. Like, this was the first year ever that they were like, hey, 6 hours after the fact it will be out. Like, here's 6 hours, we will release it all after that. Previous years they were like, maybe it'll come out, maybe it won't. Like, we don't really know. Like, no one really knows. So the first year I did it, everybody was super happy. Like, Twitter, like, I'm normally not very active on Twitter because I, you know, I don't really have much nice things to say. So I fall by the, if I have nothing nice to say, I'm just not gonna say it. So I fall by the sword on that one. And
that is bullshit. You talk shit all the time.
Now, do I tweet it though, Pythies?
He doesn't tweet
do
it.
Do I tweet it though? No, I don't tweet it. I don't tweet it, all right? I don't put it into written form. Every year I've done it, like I did it last year and I gained like a lot of followers off and everybody was so fucking nice. And then I did it this year and like multiple people on Twitter were like, hey, like, look at this exclusive. They're like sending me stuff to go look at, like, hey, go check this out. Like, hey, did you see this? They're going to say that. I'm like, it was so much fun. It's one of the nice things about doing Bleach Boys and now like being active with the Bleach community on Twitter and stuff like that, where like a lot of the Bleach fan base is awesome. Fucking
they're
awesome.
So cool.
It's so cool. And like, you really think about it, there's a lot of people out there, like, let's say they're not really big Bleach fans, but a lot of us grew up with Bleach. And so like with the Bleach video game coming out, Core 3, it's reigniting that flame for a lot of older people. So like, you see a lot of people online now where they're like, this is awesome. Like, let's get back into Bleach. Like, this is great. You know? And so many people were like, I got like a couple messages. We're like, hey, like, I just want to say like, thank you. Like, for everything. I'm like,
for
oh,
reigniting
that's so,
it.
Like, not like for reigniting, but like, thank you for like your work you did this weekend. And I'm like, hey, like, I'm, you know, it wasn't work for me. You know, I was like, I was just live tweeting there having a great time. But so many people, like DB Zimran, who's another YouTube content creator, he tweeted me out and was like, hey, like, if you guys like follow Weaves Guild, like, he's going to be live tweeting it out, which was cool.
Yo, I know that guy. That guy's awesome. I watch his videos.
Yeah, a lot of people that I follow on Twitter who are like Bleach, like, fucking knowledge bases, who they're like constantly tweeting out, like, here's what was said in Club Outside, here was this, like, they were tweeting to me like, hey, like, check this out, like, oh, that's so cool, man. Like, I, like, it was so much fun being at Anime Expo this year and having like a community that was like, hey, like, look, and I could post this stuff where it's like, look at the cool photo op in the entertainment hall, and everybody's like, oh my god, that's so cool. It's like, hey, look at the cool you know, ink art they're doing. Everybody's like, that's fucking awesome. You know, like, it was so much fun. And I was like, I was telling my fiance, like, I told her, like, hey, sorry, but like, I'm on my phone like a lot during the Anime Expo. I was having a blast. I was having an absolute blast just like going on Twitter and like seeing what people were saying. And like, everybody was so excited for one, the video game, and then into the trailer. It was awesome. It was so cool. So if you're one of those people, thank you. If you're an audio listener to the podcast, also thank you. You guys want to talk about the trailer actually now? You want to talk about the scenes that we saw?
I'm glowing right now because when I got back into Bleach in 2020, I followed a lot of the big Bleach YouTubers. And to be adjacent to someone mentioned by DBZ Imran is like, I'm losing my mind over here. It's like,
yeah.
Like that guy and last year when we were doing this, someone compared our videos to like Tekking 101. And that's like the best compliment I've ever gotten.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool to kind of be getting up there to be part of the Bleach community. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say aside from it's cool. And it's like, I always kind of make fun of us because I feel like in the Bleach community, you have like Mr. Tomo, and DB Zimran, and Tech King, and all these people where it's like, they are like knowledge powerhouses. You know, like that is their thing. Like they are like, hey, you want to learn the lore of how the Soul King was created according to Camphorian World? Hey, do you want to know what happened to this character after the Thousand Year Blood War? Like that's them. You know, like, hey, what's the most powerful, you know, five Bankais out there in All Soul Society? That is their jam. Where like I always kind of laugh, like we're like Bleach enjoyers, you know, like we're kind of like the opposite end of the spectrum. So I do hope it comes off as enjoyable, where it's like, you know, Jose and I, no, probably I'm gonna exclude you. Jose and I are not the smartest people. All right. Our memories are boomer memories. We don't have that.
We're getting old, guys.
You know? But we really do love Bleach, and I hope it comes off as such. Whereas like Pythies, you know, he knows quite a bit. So that's why I'm excluding him from this. But I really hope it comes across like it's such a good fucking time, regardless of your knowledge on Bleach. And I hope people kind of pick that up, where it's like, you know, you may not know as much as the next person in Bleach, but you can still enjoy it. You know, it's like there is a deeper level to it. It's like the symbolism and the poems and stuff that Kubo does, where it's like, if that's what you want to look into, hey, go get your PhD in Kubology. You know, like, go do your fucking thing, right? That's cool. But you can also watch it and be like, hey, Byakuya is a fucking badass. It's like, Soy cool. Fawn, like, you know, I shit on her. But the number one Rabala guy is like, hey, Soy Fawn looks cool as hell. Like, that's why I like Soy Fawn. Yep. Like, you can also enjoy it at that level also. You know, it's like there's something for everybody there. We're definitely more on the Bleach enjoyer spectrum of it. And I don't mean that in like a bad way, but I do think there's something for everybody out there. And I hope, you know, maybe we can bring the enjoyment side of it. And then you have the people that can get the knowledge base.
The nostalgia
side of it.
From it. I mean, mm-hmm. We started watching it in what, 2005, 2006
yeah.
on Toonami?
Yeah.
And then I started picking up the volumes at the
where
high
we would
school.
Have been 13. We would have been 13.
Oh, yeah, we were 13 years mm-hmm. old. Holy shit, almost 20 years.
Yep.
I gotta say, just here's some inside Pythies lore. Mr. Tomo is like the guy I go to for knowledge in case I have a gap. So when we started doing the podcast, I had to very specifically stop watching his videos because I didn't want to just regurgitate his opinions as my own, which hurts because his videos are good and I want to go watch them, but I have to stop. I need to form my own opinion.
I've seen his videos. They're really good. They're so detailed.
All right. Let's talk the trailer, the meat and potatoes. So
we've all been waiting for is the main event.
There is something that was said in the panel, and it was said during the director's interview, which I hate. I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate. I'm going to be optimistic, especially because I saw the trailer. The director, the new director for the series, said that he's going to try to use more CG than ever in season 10. Yep. I fucking hate anime that has CG in it. I hate it, hate it, hate it. The one anime that has kind of swayed me, and I will give full credit, is I did watch the first couple of episodes of Trigun Stampede. And I thought that was done very well. And I thought it was very smooth animation. I, you know, thumbs up. Thought it was great. Seeing the trailer for Core 3 now, I thought the movement was smooth as fuck.
Very
I thought it was really
smooth.
Good. The fight scenes, it was a lot of Ichigo versus Yuha Baha in the trailer. There was a lot of that in there. A lot of stuff like Ichigo, like fucking batting away arrows or like dodge rolling around. I was like, that looks fucking incredible. It looks so good.
That was way good.
And this is now done by the new Puro Films studio.
Oh,
it's a brand new division at Puro that they've kind of pivoted to do more high quality animation. Nice. They did a good job of kind of keeping the animation quality from Core 2 to Core 3. It looks very similar, but I think the fluidity that we're seeing in this trailer is incredible. Is really, really good. I've kind of joked around before in previous podcast episodes where, like, you go back and you look at Naruto, right, and they have these fight scenes where it's, like, it's hand-to-hand combat.
Oh,
they're popping off. Like, you could go back and watch Naruto fight scenes. Like, damn, that
was
cool.
It.
But you go to a Bleach fight scene, and it's, like, they only do a few slashes. And, you know, it's a lot of philosophy, right? There are some that are exceptions to that, like Shuhei versus Findor.
Findor,
you know,
yeah.
Like, obviously the obvious one.
For some reason, that one fight they put the budget in.
Yeah, Core 3 looks like they're going for like fluidity. Like they look like they're ready to throw hands. Like, and we're, you know, just I have a tweet pulled up here. I'll give credit. This is by Fever of Bleach on Twitter. I retweeted it. They kind of listed the fights that we're kind of expecting to see for Core 3, and just to list them off for you guys: Uryu versus Shinjimaru, which they show in the trailer.
I think that's going
to
be the first thing we see.
I think so as well. Yeah. I thought the way that they set it up in the panel, they showed us, so you guys also didn't get to see this line, but that's because it was a recap. They kind of did a quick recap of Yuha's defeat, the mm-hmm. original 1,000 years ago, then the first invasion. Then they showed Squad Zero's defeat. Then they showed Ichibei versus Yuha Baha. I thought for sure they were leading up to where Core 2 ended, and they were going to show us Shinjimaru getting defeated as, like, our first look. I thought for sure that's what they were going to show us.
Are you insane? There's no way they'd start off with that.
Well, so here's the thing, though. In the fucking trailer, they show Uryu being chased by Threads.
Yep.
So I feel like that all but confirms it's not. I mean, we all suspected it from the very first teaser that it was Uryu that was going to break out. I said at the moment when we saw it. I feel like that is 100% confirms that it is Uryu that breaks out of it and like kind of ruins the whole thing.
Yeah, but like her defeat, like it starts with her beaten. You need to have people who haven't watched Bleach get a little bit surprised by what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. But
so leading to that, this leads to the list here. Uryu versus Shinjimaru is what we're going to be getting. Ichigo versus Yuha Baha, of course. Shunsui versus Lillibaro, of course. Yukum versus Baz B, which is so part of the reason why they had both his voice actors on there. Yuhabaha versus Ichibe. We already know that's going to happen. They are a lot of people. Ichigo versus Uryu is a big talking point. And then, of course, Jose, your day of reckoning is coming very quickly.
It's going to be like the last thing I fucking see.
Mayuri versus Pranida is going to be coming, and that's RIP.
You get the clip, and you see Nemu's eyes, which I think are not the right color.
At least they weren't in the trailer.
Because I'm pretty sure she has like dark blue-green eyes.
In the trailer, she is rocking purple eyes is what it's showing.
Purple? That's kind of hot.
It could just be the weird lighting.
It could be. That's what I was thinking, but I was like, her eyes look a little different.
I cannot describe the feeling inside me when I heard Shunsui say Bankai.
Dude, so did the guy in front of me. Yeah. So did that guy.
Yeah, I like that. He was like, are you guys ready? And then Bankai. I was like, oh, Bankai. Shit.
I was astral projecting into him.
Dude, I'm just so excited to see. I think we're going to get Gerard fight, too.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot that happens. Because you also think, right, doesn't Lillibaro, spoilers, if anybody cares, Lillibaro snipes the fuck out of Shuhei, right? That's going to happen as well.
He snipes him.
The fuck out of multiple people.
Yeah, because he turns into the cocoon and then just pew.
Yeah, he's playing. Listen, he goes around and he's like playing a fucking like Call of Duty lobby inside
just wrecking
society. He starts taking people out. He starts doing 360 no-scopes.
He's worried about his kill-death ratio.
Yeah, he's probably up there. There's a couple of scenes that people don't really know what they are alluding to. Like an example, there's one where we see, I believe it's Yugram standing in front of a big red orb kind of floating there. We don't really know what that is. There are scenes of Renji that people are kind of thinking that there might be a new Renji fight being added. Potentially Renji versus Gerard. We get to see more of that. I know that was a scene that I think it was off-screen in the manga.
Oh, isn't that the scene where they meet, quotation fingers, Toshiro's brother?
Yes.
Still the best joke in Bleach.
Now, I've seen people also saying that they think we could get a potential Mayuri versus Uryu rematch as part of one of the new fights.
I'd lose my mind.
I don't see the connection in the trailer to that. It shows Mayuri and then it cuts over to like Uryu about to fire arrows, but I don't think that's at Mayuri. So I don't know if maybe that's where people are getting that from, but that would be incredible. That was one of the things that Derek Steven Prince said in the panel as well. If he could have a fight with anybody, he said he would want Mayuri again. He'd want to fight Mayuri again.
That is one of the coolest fights in Soul Society.
Yeah. That would be really cool. That'd be something to look forward to. We'd get to see all of them. You know, I don't know. I think we're getting a lot more power reveals here. Obviously, the big thing that we're looking for is the Shunsui and the Mayuri parts.
Oh, it's going to be so fucking good.
Yeah. Those are going to be huge. Huge, huge, huge. We see a little bit of Ukitake as well, coughing up blood. Mm-hmm. And we see the hand, which is also fucking cool. They showed a lot in that trailer. And it was so quick. So much of it was Ichigo versus Yuhabaha, where it's like boom, 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 boom.
It was like what? Random scenes and Ichigo Yuha. Then more random scenes, Ichigo Yuha. It was like a sequence.
But the trailer was fucking incredible. So, so good. The music is very fucking good as well.
Bangers.
I'm really excited to see it. We're supposed to get, I think there's supposed to be more. They just announced that there's going to have more Bleach stuff at a convention in like Paris coming up.
Something like that.
In a week. So there could potentially be more Bleach news coming up right around the corner. But the trailer is incredible. We have a release date, October 24. Actually, we have a day, according to the website, October 5th, 2024.
Oh, so it's right at the beginning of October.
Saturday again, by the way.
Let's go. So, Saturday morning cartoons.
Mm-hmm. I will see if I can ask for that day off.
Yeah, don't know what that means in terms of like if it's going to be Saturday mornings again, if it's going to be Saturday nights. I don't know what the release date's going to be, but according to the website, October 5th, 2024, which is like I think the 20th anniversary date of it airing. So, cool. Very cool.
That's fucking sick.
Lots of cool stuff. Lots of cool scenes shown in the trailer. A lot of speculation happening for what we could see going forward.
Yeah.
A lot of expansion. They talked about in the director's interview that Kubo himself has worked very hard on expanding the manga. And they are specifically going at it in a way where they want to add new scenes that supplement the original like story. They don't want to, you know, create these new scenes out of thin air. They want something that will supplement the original, which is a good way to look at it.
Just an enhancement to everything else.
They did a whole lot in Core 2. I guess they're just going to do more of it.
Yeah. A lot of people are not the biggest fan of the new series director. I can try and find his name.
A lot of people. Well, I saw Twitter basically blowing up being like, not this guy.
Yeah. I guess he's pretty well known for kind of using CG to kind of cop out and cut corners.
It could be good. Have either of you seen Doro Hey Doro?
I have not. I know what it is, though. I've not seen it.
It's a very good CG anime. Incredibly good. They use it really well. It's the only issue is that like everybody has Barbie doll anatomy.
Oh, that kind of sucks. Reason. But I mean,
for no reason.
I think that like the CG won't be used mainly on characters as it will like for powers and abilities.
Yeah, if they use it as touch ups, like I can see them making Senbon Zakura look really pretty.
Yeah, see something like that. I think they would do maybe for Toshiro's older brothers, like you know,
I feel like his power. CG touching up Shunsui's Bankai could go really hard.
Yeah.
The new director is Murata.
Murata.
Yes, that's his name.
I have a question. How bad do you think they're going to make Mayuri's Bankai look?
Yeah, I think the two biggest offenders that I'm thinking of for CG is Mayuri's Bankai and then Pernida as a whole. That's just the two that I'm seeing. Honestly,
they would do Pernida like completely CG.
Yeah. Like the moment they said more CG, my mind went immediately to those two.
Yeah, especially the baby.
My brain is now going to giant Gerard made entirely out of CG and moving at 3 frames a second.
Yeah.
But I mean, to be fair, all right, I'm going to be a naysayer here at Optimist. The CG they used for Komamura's Bankai was
really I did like that a lot.
Really, really good. So if they can maintain that same level of CG with like a Gerard, Pernida, Mayuri's Bankai, I'm hopeful with it. I'm a big CG hater.
Hey,
CG hater.
Sam, we're glass half full people.
We are glass half full people here, Jose. That is correct. That is correct.
Together we make a full glass.
Count as?
I don't know. What are you, glass half full or glass half empty, Pipe?
These glass half full. Sleep.
We're overfilling with power.
We're a glass and a half.
Glass and a half. Fuck yeah, I'm down for that.
Fantastic.
Stay tuned for our new show. We'll make Sam drink a glass and a half of vodka.
Oh God,
no problem. Fantastic. With that though, the trailer is pretty much self-explanatory. If you haven't watched it, I'll put a link in the description. It's really good. Really, really well done. I'm so excited for it. We're going to get more news as it comes closer. October is not that far away. In July already. 3 months. We're less than 3 months away from Ichigo and Boys coming back and raiding the Soul Palace, which is going to be really good. We are going to get so many Bankai, so many new scenes added to it. We still have, you know, just like, do a quick recap. We still have Burn the Witch still coming around the corner.
Oh, right? My God. I forgot about it completely.
That's already been confirmed to be continuing. We still have – he's already started the Hell Arc. We still have that working around. Mm-hmm. Kubo's full on into the game, helping out with the game. We're going to have the game. We don't have a release date for the game. The game's going to be coming out sometime. Then we have the next mobile game supposed to be coming out sometime. There's so much Bleach content on the horizon that is beautiful. It's beautiful.
We're finally being treated with love.
Yep. Our patience has paid off.
Oh, did you guys see, it was at the Viz booth, right, where they put up a panel of the big three?
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, you know, you guys can do this, you know, no hard feelings. I posted that picture, and it was stolen like fucking 100 times over, and I got no credit.
That's true.
One of those was by me.
Yeah. So I post that, and you can tell because my picture is slightly off-center. It's askew because it's like a little bit slanted. I post that, and so many people just ripped it and reposted it. I'm like, all right, I guess it's the people's photo now. That's
there
okay.
You go. Yeah, that's all we can ask for.
Yep, it's the people's photo.
You got to start putting your watermark on it, bro.
Yeah, my fucking bad. I'll put like a little transparent version of my face in the corner. Yeah,
oh my God, yes.
Of your face, and you've got a thumbs up going on.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, dude, I was browsing. I posted that. Then I was browsing Twitter later that night. I was like, oh, like they this person posted. Oh, this person. I'm like, wait a second.
So many people.
That's my fucking photo. Yeah. I was like, all right, sure, whatever.
It's like I try to take the same photo, and I'm like, there's only one way you can take the photo.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just so busy with people on a lot of the days that it was just like, you just couldn't stop. It was fucked up.
It was, to be fair, it was a wide open area. The only problem was that was used for foot traffic.
Yeah, a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah.
Big three, I'm so happy. Giving Ichigo the respect he deserves.
Yeah. I love that.
Anything else to talk about for Core 3 trailer, Anime Expo, anything of the sorts?
Anime Expo was fun.
I saw like a scene where like, looked like Shuhei was doing something that he wasn't doing in the anime, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah, he was side by side with Ikkaku at one point. I don't know what they were doing, but seemed like my guess would be almost they were batting away the things that were raining down from the Soul Palace, is what it looked like.
Oh, that's right. Mm.
Might be doing that. Oh, we're getting Chair Aizen this season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
let me
tell
you about Chair Aizen.
They didn't show him in person. It all in the trailer, which is good.
Yeah.
But I think everybody is saying before it comes out, we will get one more trailer. Because I think this was still considered a teaser.
Oh, yeah. This was a teaser still. Yeah.
So they said there should be one more full trailer before the season comes out, and then we'll get the season.
Ooh.
Now let me ask you boys. Are they going to show Chair Aizen, or do you think it'll show Shunsui going to the Mukin and then Aizen's voice and then it cuts?
I hope they do not show him, and I hope they save that reveal for the anime.
Same.
Because I think that'll be a really big hype moment if we get that in the anime. It will take the hype away from the moment if it's shown in the trailer.
Yep. Even just hearing his voice might be a little much, but I mean, it's the boy, dude. He's so cool.
It's an easy cop out for free hype to show that in the show. But if they want more hype before the show, then they could. It depends what they want to use that moment for.
There's lots that's going to happen this core. I can't think of what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a punch. And, like, Kubo was talking about, like, they're still recording. They're still, like, actively going at it. There's a lot that they're still working on. So I think this core is going to be so packed full of stuff.
Yeah. How many episodes is this core?
Well, they haven't said yet.
Oh.
Well, what are they going to do for core 4? Because it sounds like with all the stuff we saw in the trailer, they could just do that and cut right to Ichigo versus Yuha and be over with.
No, Core 4 is going to be all brand new, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be new stuff. It's going to be so good.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I'm already excited for the next one.
We're already over Core 3. Let's wait for Core 4 now. Let's go.
Countdown to Core 4.
Now, guys, we haven't seen Core 3 yet. Nah, fuck it. Core 4, give me now.
It would be the worst kind of people ever. The worst kind.
Can't live in the moment.
All right. Let's call it, people. Let's call it. It's been a long one. You guys, thank you so much for hanging out. We're so happy to be back now. Let's whelm ourselves here. We probably will not be back until Thousand Year Blood War is out. But in the meantime, we'll be getting everything ready behind the scenes. We'll be ready. We'll be chilling. We'll be good to go. We'll have high spirits. We'll be excited. Unless they were to announce something really cool at this Paris Expo that's about to be happening.
True.
Then you might see us again. But you will not see us until Thousand Year Blood War comes back. Maybe the night before Thousand Year Blood War comes back. We'll do a little pre-nightmare before Christmas. The night before Christmas Bleach Boys podcast. You'll see us then. But until then, we do appreciate you guys hanging out. We do appreciate all the support we've gotten from you guys once again. If you guys are not already, make sure you guys are following us or are subscribing on YouTube as well if you're an audio listener. If not, make sure you subscribe. I saw people listening to it on Pandora, which is
interesting.
Crazy.
I didn't even know they did that.
Yeah. You know, check us out on Spotify. We're on Apple Music as well. We're all over the place. Check it out. And tell your friends. We're going to be coming back strong for Core 3. We're going to come back strong. We're going to be coming back hard. We're going to come back hot.
After a hot boy summer.
Yeah, so we will see you guys then. Until then, this has been Sam, Jose, Pythes. We will see you guys next time for another Bleach Boys. Bye, everybody.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.